So tonight we're going to discuss the sugya of Chefza and Gavra. So we're already exposed to this on Daf Beis of Beis, all the way back in the beginning of the Masechta. There the Gemara was discussing more stylistically how to group the different concepts in the Mishnah together. Nedarim are Nisr Chefza, so therefore they were put together with Charamim. And Shavuos are Nisr Gavra, therefore they were put separately. That's what the Gemara was discussing there. However, as we'll see, it's not just a question of how to categorize different halachos. There are many nafkaminas lahalacha as to whether something is an Isra Gavra or an Isra Chefza. Nadarim are an Isra Chefza, Shavuos are an Isra Gavra, and we'll see about other Isra Torah, and we'll see what exactly that means. So one nafkamina, we'll see in the first verse in a moment, but just outside, one nafkamina between whether something is an Isra Gav or an Isra Chefza, we've already seen the Masechta, is the idea of Hatfasa B'davar Hanadur, right? When I say that I want this object to be usher to me, like that object, so that neder is only binding if the object I'm being matfis on, that object, Zeh Kazeh, that Kazeh, is that Aser mitam neder. If that chefza is aser mitam neder, then the neder is chal, zekazek, I can mean matfis bedavar hanader. Let's say something is not an iser chefza, rather it's an iser gavra. Let's say I took a shavua that I'm not going to eat this piece of cake, and I say that this object should be aser to me as a neder, just like this object is aser to me. So I'm being matfis bedavar, that's aser mitam shavua. So that's a whole sugya in Maseches Shavuos and Daf Chaf, and it may very well be, it's Machlokas Abayin Rav, it may very well be that there the Hatfasa doesn't work. Why? Because there the object wasn't inherently Aser, the Chefza wasn't Aser, the Gavra was forbidden to eat the piece of cake, but the Chefza wasn't inherently Aser, there the Din of Hatfasa doesn't apply. So that's one potential nafkamina between Chefza and Gavra, the idea of Hatfasa B'davar Hanador. That's one. Number two is what we just discussed a few minutes ago, the idea of a neder on a davar she'in bo mamish. We know that nedarim have to be chal on a chefza. It can't be chal on a maisa. So I have to aser an object to me. If I say walking is prohibited to me, sleeping is prohibited to me, we saw in the Gemara is that midaraisa, that's not binding, because that's called a davar she'in bo mamish. That's because nedarim have to be chal on a chefza. They have to have an object that's going to become prohibited. However, when it comes to a shavua is the opposite. A shavua is chal on a davar she'in bo mamish only. A shavua, you aser a pu'ula, you forbid yourself to do an action. I am asering myself in a shavua, I won't eat, I won't sleep, etc., etc. So that's another major difference between the idea of shavua being an isra gavra and a darim being an isra chefza. Now, what we're going to discuss tonight, for the next few moments, is the idea of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. What's the idea of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser? So let's say you have an object that is Usser for some halacha. Let's say it's a piece of chalev. And then comes, without getting into all the details of different types of exceptions to the rule of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser, but let's say theoretically, you make it Basar B'chalev. Let's say a piece of chalev, which is aser, forbidden fats, and then you make up as a chalev. Not getting into whether this is an exception to the rule, but just for now, theoretically, once the object is already aser as a piece of chalev, now you want to add another iser to it, like baser b'chalev, theoretically, it won't become prohibited, it won't chal. Or Yom Kippur. Well, yeah. Let's say Yom Kippur is easy because that's an iser gavra. Whatever. Yeah, we'll discuss. Yeah, we'll discuss Yom Kippur in a second. Exactly. Yeah, maybe the Rishonim discussed Yom Kippur and then Maseches Kiddushin. Okay, let's assume Yom Kippur. You have a piece of chalev, and then comes Yom Kippur. Fine. So that's the idea of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Where does the idea of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser come from? So it's a machlokas Rishonim. What the source for that is. Tosas Yeshanim in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Yud Gimel, says that's a svara. It's logical. If something is already usher, it's not going to become more usher. The Torah already forbade some object, that's it. It doesn't make sense to say that we're going to add another isser to it. That's Tosas Yeshanim in Maseches Yevamos on Daf Yud Gimel. That it's a svara. Tosas in Sanhedrin on Daf Pei Gimel and Beis says it's a gzeiras hakasav from the pasuk of Umesu Bo Ki Yechaleluhu, that a Kohen is allowed to eat truma. However, if the Kohen is Tameh, and then he eats Truma, he is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. A Kohen can eat Truma in the state of Tumah. Now, let's say the Kohen is Tameh, and the truma is tame. So you may say, oh, now he gets two isurim. So says the Gemara, and Tosa says this is a source for anus or chal lister. Once the kohen, once the truma was already tame, even though the kohen was also tame, and theoretically the kohen should now be getting misa b'dei shemayim. No, once the truma was already tameya and was usher to eat, now even though the kohen is also tame and now he should theoretically get misa b'dei shemayim, we say ain isra chalal iser. Once it was already prohibited for him to eat because it was tame, we're not going to add another iser of a kohen eating it in the state of tumah because it was already prohibited for him to eat because it was tame. So Tosa says in Maseches Sanhedrin that this is the source for kol haTorah kula. That ain isr chalal isr. Once an object is already usr, it's not going to become more usr. Okay. So those are our three examples, and we're going to discuss the third one, ain isr chalal isr, for tonight's chabura. So, I'm pretty sure Daf Yud Ches was in this week's Daf, right? Daf Yud Ches, yeah?
This past week.
Yeah, Daf Yud Ches. Okay. So we had the sugya of Yesh Neder Besoch Neder, Ve'ein Shua Besoch Shvua. So the Gemara had a whole machlokas, whole shak vataria about Nazirus being Chala Nazirus and Nadarim being Chala Nadarim. So we're not going to get into the nitty gritty details of that Shakvataria, very complicated. But at the end of the Sugya, on Daf Yud Ches, the Ran had a long comment over there, if you remember. And the Ran gave us a lot of klolim in terms of when Nadarim are Chal on Shavuos and when Shavuos are Chal on Nadarim. So in source one, we'll discuss outside. But it's in the bolded part what I'm about to mention. The Ran says there's a fundamental chiluk between shvuos and nedarim. And that is, if you have an object that's usr, mitam shvua, let's say I took a shvua that I'm not going to eat a certain piece of cake. And then I take a neder that this piece of cake is usr to me, says the Ran, it's chal. We don't say anus or chal aliser. If first usr b'shvua, and then you took the neder, we say that the neder is chal, even though it was already asr mitam shavua. But if it was the reverse, let's say the piece of cake was asr mitam neder, I said this piece of cake is asr to me, and then I take a shavua, that I myself, I'm not going to eat that piece of cake, says the Ran, the shavua is not going to be chal because of anus or chal aliser. What's the difference? Why should the order matter?
What did you say? You said shvua.
If the neder is, if the shavua is chal first, and then you take the neder, the neder is chal. Right, neder chal al shvua, but in shvua chal al neder. So why is that? Yeah, why is that? Why is that? So the Ran explains. A shvua is an iser gavra, like we've explained. A shvua is an iser gavra. This piece of cake, I, the gavra, am forbidden to eat it. Now, when I take a neder, what's happening is the cheftza is becoming usr to me. Ein iser chal al iser is when you have two itzer cheftzas. Something is, the cheftza is usr, it's not, that cheftza won't become more usr. But if something is an isr gavra, and then it becomes an isr cheftza, that's not subject to the rule of ein isr chal al isr, because the nature of those two isurim are different. The object isn't becoming more usr, the object was mutter. I, the gavra, was forbidden to eat it mitam shvua, but now this object is becoming usr mitam neder. The cheftz is becoming usr. That's not subject to the rule of ein isr chalal isr. And says the Ran,
so why wouldn't it work the other way?
Oh, but if it's the other way, if the object was already usr mitam neder, yeah, and then you want to take a shvua. So ask Stefan, why don't we say the same thing? Isn't neder only the cheftz, and then you should be able to asr the gavra? Says the Ran, no, because in neder, even though we are calling it nisr cheftza, it's really cheftza and gavra. The cheftza itself becomes asr. Once the cheftza becomes asr, the gavra is forbidden mitam bal yachal devaro. Right? The Torah prohibited anytime you take a neder, the cheftza becomes asr to you, and the gavra himself is prohibited mitam bal yachal devaro, he can't eat it. So there are two things going on with the neder. A shvua is purely an iser gavra. A neder asers the cheftza. So now, when the shvua, the object is aser mitam shvua, and then you take a neder, so the neder is able to swoop in there because it attacks the cheftza, as opposed to for the reverse, if the neder was chal first, so it's already aser mitam cheftza, and the Gavra. Now, when you take a Shavua, there's nowhere for the Isser Shavua to be Chal because the object is already Usser, the Cheftz is already Usser, and the Gavra is already Usser. So the Shavua can't be Chal because that would be a problem of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser.
You can't take a Shavua if it's already traced.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how we
we're going to see.
That's how he understands that Naziris is a Nedar.
Right. Yeah,
because it's on the it's also on the person.
So that's excellent, Yoni. So that's a big discussion in the beginning of the Masechta and over here, how to understand Naziris. Is Naziris an Isser Gavra? Right, a person accepts upon himself a Naziris. So it's not that Yain, the Cheftz of Yain becomes Usher to the Nazir, or the Tumah or whatever it is becomes Usher to the Nazir. It's that the Nazir, the Gavra of the Nazir, is Ki'ilu, he took a Shavua that he's not going to drink wine. That's one way to understand it. The other way to understand Naziris is, no, that's an Isser Chefza. That when a person says, Harini Nazir, what an effect he's doing is, it's Ki'ilu, he's saying, all Yain in the world is Usher to me. And it actually becomes an Isser Chefza, similar to Nedarim. Some say maybe it's a combo, it's a combination of both. Yeah, so that's if you want a Mar Malkum, the Shalmi Nedar, I'm pretty sure, in the beginning of Masechta on Daf Beis.
You'll learn as the Shalmi Yami.
Yeah, I think Yushalmi Nedar, they say, is like the hardest Masechta in Shas. And Shas Bavli Yushalmi, I can imagine. Nedar Bavli is pretty hard, so Yushalmi is probably even harder. Lamaisa, never learned it. Lamaisa, so says the Ran. So that's the idea, the chiluk between Cheftz and Gavra when it comes to the Neder, Shavua, Shavua, Neder.
I'll let it pass.
Yeah.
You said, that Shavua...
Exactly.
Because Neder is also both.
No, but Shavua never attacks the Cheftz. Yeah, Neder, you're right. The Lo Yachal Dvara, the Isser Gavra, is going on both right. Neder and Shavua. But in terms of the Cheftz, Shavua, you
said... Oh, you're right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, makes sense?
Yeah.
So, if you remember, we saw Gemara earlier. The Gemara said, let's say a person has a mitzvah to do. A person has the mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. Right? So, if a person takes a neder that the sukkah is going to be usher to him, the neder is chal. And he can no longer be mekayim the mitzvah. Neder is chal to be mevatel a mitzvah. And neder is chal to be mevatel a mitzvah. Yeah? A shvua is not chal to be mevatel mitzvah. But a neder is chal to be mevatel mitzvah. So when a person says, the sukkah is asr to me, he's not going to sit in the sukkah. That's an explicit gemara. The gemara learns that from sukkah, and we had that earlier on Tes Zayin Amad Beis, I think Tes Zayin Amad Beis. I'm pretty sure. Okay. Now, and the reason is because the mitzvah is a chovas ha-gavra, right? There, we're not talking about an isra there. There's a mitzvah in the gavra to sit in the sukkah. There, when he takes a neder that the sukkah, the cheftz of the mitzvah, the cheftz of the sukkah, or let's say matzah, the gavra has a mitzvah to eat matzah. Now, if he says that the matzah is going to be usher to him, now the cheftz becomes usher. So the gavra can't fulfill the mitzvah because the cheftz is usher to him. Why don't we say esidel chalos say? Good question. Maybe we'll discuss that another time. Oh, that's the gemara. Now, what would you say? Very good. Excellent. Very good. That's what some rishonim say. Losas is bal yachal dvar. What's the asay? Very good. Or Moses Secha Tishmar, one of those. Excellent. You guys are mechavim. I think the Rashba says that. Wow.
The Arshul said that.
Arshul says that. Okay. That's good. Also, your father's the expert in the Arshul fund now. Gevaldik. So, what would you say? So that's in terms of a neder being chal to be mevatel a mitzvah. What about a neder to be chal to be mekayim a mitzvah? What's the case? So let's say there's an iser to eat chalev, like we said, to eat non-kosher food. And let's say a person takes a neder that the non-kosher food is prohibited to him. Is the neder chal? In so much as if now he eats the non-kosher food, not only does he violate the prohibition of eating treif, he also violates bal yachal devaro because the nether would be chal. What would you say about that? Why? They're both Isser Chefza. So what are you assuming? Oh, excellent. Excellent. So Evan Tynes.
You can't eat chela.
This is getting heated over here. So
no one can eat it. It's you can make it more committed.
Okay, so Eventine is like this. Eventine is that when you take a neder to be mekayim alosa, say that something is already prohibited to you, and you say that I want this object also to be also to me mitam neder. So says Evan, it's not going to be chal, because we just said there's a concept of anus or chal aleser, and the only reason a neder can be chal in a shvuah is because the shvuah is only on a gavra, the neder is on a chefza, so it can get through. However, isurei Torah, like chelev, nevela, all these prohibitions, Evan assumes, are an iser chefza, and therefore once it's already the object is prohibited, the object is prohibited, the nether can no longer be chal in it, because ein iser chal iser, they're both iser chefzas, so we're going to say ein iser chal iser. Yeah.
Trim is obviously a counter example, right? It's not. It can't be an iser chefza.
Mm.
It's got to be an iser gavra. Truma for a non-coin.
Why?
Because the truma can be eaten, you can't eat the truma.
Mm-hmm. But let's say a nether also is the same thing. I can make a nether that's also to me, but it's mutter for you.
Right? But that's a proof that it's an iser chefza, not gavra. So that's my point. He's trying to say that it's an iser gavra, right? From the Torah.
Evan wanted
to. Say that.
Trying to say that?
Stephen, yeah. Stephen wanted
to. Don't eat chela. I mean, yeah. You don't eat chela. I can see both ways. I don't know.
Depends how you say it. Don't eat it. It should not be eaten. You're a brisker. You're a regular brisker over here. But a truma. Truma is similar to a nether in the sense, right? A truma. I mean, the Gemara said that it's a hadfasa b'davar ha'aser, but truma becomes aser when you declare this to be truma, and it becomes aser to non kohanim, and becomes mutter to kohanim. But it's similar to a nether.
Right.
A shvuah can also, you know, be aser to some people and mutter to other people. So I'm not sure if, you know, having an aser to some, you know, both unequivocal across the board and chatzi could be both nedarim and shvuos, I think. Stefan was arguing that isurei Torah are really isurei gavra, and just like a neder is chal on a shvuah, a neder should also be chal on a dvar mitzvah to be mekayimit. So if a person takes a neder that this piece of non-kosher meat is going to be prohibited to him mitam neder, says Stefan, it should be chal. So the reality is, this is a major machlokes rishonim. Does anyone have a time? Just
9:21.
Okay. Just trying to figure out what we should read inside. So there's a major machlokes rishonim, how to read the Gemara in Maseches Shavuos. So we're not going to read the Gemara inside, but it's in source 3. There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over there, how to read a Gemara. Rashi seems to read the Gemara as saying that whether or not something is usser midrabanan or midaraisa, and then you take a neder on it. So let's say you have a fast day, right? Let's say you have Tzom Gedalia, or you have Yom Kippurim. So Tzom Gedalia is usser to eat midrabanan for sure. Yom Kippur, it's usser to eat midaraisa. Now let's say a person takes a neder that a certain piece of food is going to be prohibited to him, and he eats it on Tzom Gedalia or Yom Kippur. He takes the nether on Yom Kippur, takes the nether on Tzom Gedalia. So says Rashi, either way, whether it was Tzom Gedalia and it's only Midrabanan, or it's Yom Kippur and it's Midaraisa, Rashi says the nether is going to be Chal. Why? Okay, very good. Tosus argues. Tosus says that if something was Asr Midaraisa, then the nether is not going to be chal. If it's also midrabanan, the nether will be chal. We'll discuss why in a moment. But if it's daraisa, like Yom Kippur, and a person takes a nether that the chefza is going to be usher to him on Yom Kippur, the nether is not going to be chal. So what's this machlokus about? If you have something that's usher midaraisa, and then you take a nether, is the nether going to be chal? So, lefum riata, it would seem that the machlokus Rashi and Tosfos is the machlokus Evan and Stefan as to whether Isurei Torah become Isurei Gavra or Isurei Chafza.
Well, is there a difference between Chalev and Yom Kippur, though?
Oh, very good. For sure. So you would think. But Tosa seems to not. Tosa doesn't really distinguish because Tosa
is for sure Gavra.
Probably.
No, I'm sorry.
Probably. You're right. Probably. Meaning certain prohibitions are for sure Yisuri Gava according to everyone, and certain prohibitions are for sure Yisuri Chefza according to everyone. We're talking more when there's a Chefza, when there's an object that's prohibited. Yom Kippur is likely to be an Isur Gava for sure, but when you read Tosis inside, it sounds like Tosis really thinks there's no chilik between, because Tosis ends up saying either, it's on in source 5, Shavuos Daf Chaf Amabez, Tosa says, if a person takes a neder that he's not going to eat on Yom Kippur, he asers an object on Yom Kippur, or Tosa says explicitly that he's not going to eat a piece of nevela, that a piece of nevela is asered to him. So Tosa is not mechalik between Yom Kippur and nevela. Tosa thinks that the neder is not going to be chal. And when we say that a neder is chal on a mitzvah, that's only to be mevatel a mitzvah's essay. Right, like sukkah, you can aser the chefts of the sukkah on you, so that you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. However, when it comes to isurim, you want to make a neder to be mekayim an iser, right? That you want to say that this object was, which was prohibited to me mitam nevela, I want to take a neder to make it aser to me. Says Tosis, it's not going to be chal. So what's machlokas Rashi? Because Rashi says it is chal, and Tosis says it's not chal. So what is that machlokas? So lefum riyata would seem, and this is the way the Ritva there in Masechta Shavuos in source 6, the Ritva explains the machlokas between Rashi and Tosis is whether Isuri Torah are an Isur Chefza or an Isur Gavra. Rashi holds that Isuri Torah, like Nevela, etc., are Isurei Gavra, just like Shavuos, and therefore, just like Nedarim are Chal on Shavuos, so too Nedarim can be Chal on Isurei Torah. However, when it comes, that's Rashi. But Tosfos holds that, Pashup Shat, Tosfos holds that Isurei Torah are really also Isurei Chefza. Maybe even Yom Kippur, their Isurei Chefza. And therefore, just like a neder is not chal on a neder because of Ein Isur Chal al Isur, so too, a neder can't be chal on an Isur Daraisa, an Isur Torah, because of the problem of Ein Isur Chal al Isur. That's the simple interpretation of the machlokas between Rashi and Tosis in Maseches Shavuos. Reb Shimon, if we would have more time, we would have gotten to this. But Reb Shimon and Shari Yosher, Reb Shimon Shkop, the great Rosh Hashiva of Grodno, in his Sefer Shari Yosher in Gimel Chafei, has a little different explanation of the Machlokas Rashi Tosis, and he gets into some of the metaphysics of Isurei Torah versus Isurei Chefza. But we'll leave that for now. For the next few minutes, maybe let's discuss what about Isurim Derabbanan. So it sounds like we have a machlokes on the books whether Isurei Torah and Isurei Chefza or Isurei Gavra, Rashi and Tosfos, the Ritva and the Rashba there in Maseches Shavuos have this machlokes whether Isurei Torah in general or Isurei Gavra or Isurei Chefza. What about Isurim Derabbanan? What about Isurim Derabbanan? What would you say about those? So, this is very interesting halacha. Interesting. Why would you say that?
I don't think they were given the power to add Isurei Gavra.
Interesting. I would have said, I mean, I hear your logic is very good. It's limiting the power of the Chazal. But if we're going to limit, I would say the opposite. Meaning in Isurei Chefza, you're changing the status of an object. Yeah, right. So a Gavra, I think that's probably what you meant, right? I mean, it's limiting their... So, excellent. So we're about to see a famous Nesivus HaMishpat who says that idea. But let's just give a little background to this Nesivus. Very interesting halacha. So the halacha is, let's say someone sells, someone's a butcher and he sells non-kosher meat. Let's say it was by accident. He didn't mean it intentionally. And then they find out, the lokeach, the purchaser, found out that it was non-kosher meat. So the halacha is, it's a mekach tos, and he can return... He can return the meat for sure. Let's say he eats it. Let's say that he already ate it, and then he realized, oh no, it was non-kosher meat. The halacha is that he can get a refund. He can get a refund. Why? Because since he didn't really benefit, he ate the food, but he didn't really benefit it because he ended up violating this or that raisa. So in terms of his net gain, you know, his belly's full, but he's you know, going to have to bring a korban, and he's going to need kapara for that. So he didn't really gain. So therefore, the lokeach can demand to get paid back by the butcher, by the mocher. Good. What about Yisurim Derabanan? So the Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to Yisurim Derabanan, if the purchaser, if the one who bought the meat, the non-kosher meat, that was only Asur Midarabanan, ate the meat, he can't get a refund. If it's still around, he can demand the refund, but once he ate it, he can't get a refund. Why not? What's the reason to differentiate? Why by Yisurim Daraisa, he can demand the refund after he ate the meat, but when it comes to Yisurim Darabanan, he can't demand the refund. What's the difference between Yisurim Daraisa and Yisurim Darabanan? So the Nosei Kalim go wild about this on Shulchan Aruch. It's in Source 7, in Simon Reish Lamed Aleph in Choshen Mishpat. There the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person sells something that's Asur Midivrei Sofrim, the halach is that he can get a refund. So all the Nosei Kalim over there in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Reish Lamed Aleph, get involved. What exactly is the difference between an Yisurim Daraisa and Yisurim Darabanan? So there's a famous psak, a famous explanation of the Nesivas HaMishpah. The Nesivas HaMishpah's name was Rav Yaakov Milisa. He was the Rav in Lisa in Germany, I believe, in the 19th century, one of the greats of that generation. Nesivas HaMishpah is his famous work on Choshen Mishpah. So the Nesivas writes that, like what Yoni was saying, that when it comes to Isurim Daraisa, if a person eats something that's Isurim Daraisa B'Shogeg, he needs Kapar. How do I know that? Because there's such a thing as a korban chatas. If a person does certain averos b'shogeg, he brings a korban chatas, he needs kapara. However, when it comes to an isur derabanan, says the Nesivis, doesn't need kapara. Well, only if a person violates an isur derabanan b'mezid, intentionally, then he needs kapara. However, if a person did an isur derabanan unintentionally, b'shogeg, he doesn't need kapara. Why is that? So l'chora, the pshat is, he brings a couple of rais from some gemaras, but l'chora, the pshat is like what Yoni was saying, that the Torah has the ability, obviously, Hashem has the ability to do everything. So Hashem has the ability to deem certain chafotzim, certain chefzos, as inherently usher. This object is inherently usher. However, Chazal, we're given the ability to make certain isurim derabanan. There's the mitzvah of lo sasor. Lo sasor is we have to heed to the dictates of Chazal, and they can prohibit the gavra from doing certain things, but to change the status of objects, Chazal don't have that capability. So therefore, since this cheftza fundamentally, inherently, there's nothing wrong with it, therefore, if done b'shogeg, the person wasn't really rebelling against Chazal, he didn't intend to do any isur derabanan, it wasn't done b'shogeg, it was done b'shogeg, therefore, b'shogeg, it doesn't need kapara. And says the Nesivis, that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that if a person sells a piece of non-kosher meat, non-kosher food, and the person ate it b'shogeg, he can't get a refund. Why? Because he didn't do anything wrong. And he got a geshmaka burger out of it. When it comes to an Isser Daraisa, he got a geshmaka burger, but he also did a geshmaka aveira. But when it comes to an Isser Darabanan, there's no harm, no foul. He ate the meat. He doesn't need kapara. He had a geshmaka burger, so he shouldn't be able to get a refund. So this Nesivis is very, very important in many areas of halacha. It's a question whether we pass in this way with this explanation of the Nesivis. If we would have had time, we would have discussed a very interesting tshuva of the Minchas Asher.
That's an Isser Gavra for sure. Therefore, it would.
The nether would for sure chal, according to everyone. The question is when the Isser Daraisa. Wow. Okay. Shkai Chais.